I would encourage you to read the whole story in that 1 Samuel part to help to understand why Israel was defeated. We have to know that Eli's two sons, Hophni and Phinehas, were in a very troubled state. They had been not doing what they were supposed to do, and therefore led to the conclusion that they find there in the reading. I spent some time preparing for the homily this morning with the children, and I spent some time just reading an article by a doctor about the disease of leprosy. And there's a very interesting part in it. Biblical scholars will argue about whether the disease that we know in modernity is actually the disease that we see listed in the scripture texts, or if it wasn't a term that generally meant a great deal of different skin ailments and such. But the disease of leprosy, it is caused by a bacteria that attacks the nervous system. And basically destroying the nervous system in the human body, you see consequences that take place, physical consequences that take place. But in the doctor's report, there was a very kind of significant conclusion. The disease, because it attacks the nervous system, makes it so the leper, in many ways, is unable to feel anything. And the doctor said, if I could give one gift, other than just simply healing my patients from leprosy, one gift that I would give to my patients, he said, it would be the gift of feeling pain. And it's a very odd thing to say when 99.9% of us spend so much of our life trying to alleviate the pain that is a part of our life. Because we imagine that the experience of it is something evil, something bad, something wicked. And yet he used the example in the article of a leper who is a severe case, where he's unable to sense or feel, grabbing hold of a boiling cup of water and unable to know that he is burning his hand. Because he cannot feel pain. He went on to describe other situations, horrible situations. But because the leper could not feel pain, they were unable to respond correctly to the attack that was laid against them. I think about that, and I think about this action of Jesus. We often think the touching of the leper, because it was forbidden, it was verboten to touch the leper according to the law. So Jesus in his act of touching the leper is not one in which I am making an act to purposely break the law, but it is the compassion and mercy of God going past the constraints of the law in order to bring about restoration and mercy and healing. But if the person in the gospel today was suffering from what I've been describing as leprosy, it may have been the first sensation of touch that he had experienced in years. How interesting that the act of the touch without healing would not have been able to be perceived. Jesus reaches in, going beyond the law in compassion and mercy to bring about healing and restoration. And for ourselves, it is a reminder to us that the way in which we are created, the way that God has made us, the mystery that is the human person, that we need to be careful about dismissing parts that we, in some sense, say we don't like. Dismissing them as inconsequential, dismissing them as a burden, dismissing them as a nuisance or a hindrance. And recognizing that every part of who you are, whether you like it or not, God loves and desires to bring restoration and healing to. A sign of a healthy conscience, my brothers and sisters, is when we feel the pain of failure. A sign of a healthy body is when we're able to recognize that that boiling cup of water is too hot for me to hold in my bare hand. May we not be afraid, my brothers and sisters, to love and to embrace our humanity in the same way in which Jesus loves and embraces everything about you and me. May we not despise what God has made and created. May we not despise that which He has redeemed and glorified within us. Amen.